Find motivated seller first or cash buyer? This is about real estate wholesaling. If you don't know what real estate wholesaling is, first of all, let me just cover that. Wholesaling real estate. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about find motivated seller first or cash buyer. This is about real estate wholesaling. If you don't know what real estate wholesaling is, first of all, let me just cover that. Wholesaling real estate simply means you find deeply discounted property. It's a art and a science. There's a whole process to it. You put it under contract and you sell that contract for a fee. It's a very lucrative business. So who do you sell this contract to? You sell them to what they consider cash buyer. I like to reference them as end buyers because sometimes, probably for the most part, especially if you're looking to make the most profit, it's not going to be people that have just cash ready to go. It's going to be people that will use the bank, hard money lenders or private lenders or any of those things. So in the game of real estate wholesaling, there are two different types of prospects that you will encounter and that you have to, unlike many other businesses, there are two different types of prospects. And one of the things I'm trying to teach people how to do is to focus on one, potentially focus on building a list of cash buyers. The reason being, it's kind of easier to do that online, but anything that's worthwhile will take some kind of work, so just keep that in mind. So, but as part of our Q&A series on wholesale real estate, in this episode, I actually want to address the question of a prospect, not a prospect, one of my students wanted to know if they should, which one of the prospects should they go after first? Should they go after cash buyers or should they go after motivated sellers? So you know that you need motivated sellers. Only motivated sellers will be willing to get rid of a property at a discounted, at a deep discount, right? Usually it's because of some kind of live event. For example, my favorite is pre-foreclosure. Not necessarily because it converts better, it's because it doesn't really matter to me. That's how I started, just basically targeting pre-foreclosures. You know, they are late on their payment. They have a reason to want to get rid of a property. They can't afford the property. They've defaulted for anywhere from 6 to 10 to 12 months, sometimes for a few years, and they're struggling to keep up with the payment of the house. So if I could bring to a solution to a table for them, then I'm truly serving. And my offer to purchase their property is Evan Cent. Okay, so it's actually me not doing them a favor, but I can use the word service. It's a way for me to provide service. It's a way for me to provide solution for someone else's problem, as opposed to, you know, getting in a situation where it feels like you're stealing their property, or they answer questions like, I'm not giving you away my property. You're gonna have all kind of objections like that. I'd rather not deal with objections like that. I'd rather deal with people that already know that they need to get rid of a property. I reference them, I call them motivated sellers. Now there are different types of motivated sellers. There's a motivated seller because I want to sell. You have a motivation, I need to move to a different town because my job transferred me. That is not a motivated seller. That's a motivation, but that's not a motivated seller with respect to wholesaling real estate. Okay, a motivated seller is somebody who has to sell the property. They are already in trouble. You didn't put them in trouble. As a matter of fact, you're doing them a favor by showing up and getting rid of the property. So that's the one side of the prospect. The other side of the prospect is the cash buyer, the person that will pay for the property and also pay your fee for finding the deal. That's the cash buyer. So should you find motivated seller or should you find cash buyer? Because you're going to need both type of prospect in order to make money in this game. The money comes from people, from the side of the buyer, right? However, we can say that the asset is also money, right? So we can argue that. But I'm just saying, if you're going to look for a way to serve this industry right now, probably a good way is to focus on building a cash buyers list so that you can also bring those cash buyers or buyers to the table for other wholesalers that are struggling to sell their deal or that are struggling dealing with cash buyers who are only just happy lowballing offer and things like that. Lowballing, there's a difference between lowballing and lower. You're already looking for deeply discounted property. If a property is worth $350 on the regular market and I'm trying to sell it for $200, there really shouldn't be any reason why I can't sell it. But in this, when you're dealing with a cash buyer that has been in the business for 30 years, he may end up telling you like, hey, I don't want to buy a property. It needs to be at $150,000. It needs to be $100,000. That's because you don't have options. You're running into that problem because you don't have options. But when you learn how to build a list of cash buyers like a professional, meaning building thousands, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 people on your list that are potentially looking for a deal that they can flip, people that are watching shows on HGTV, people that are following platforms like Fortune Builder, people that have paid $40,000-$50,000 to go through a class and they're looking for the next deal, they will happily pay and they will still make profit at a price that will pay you lucratively without having to, you know, to lose $30,000-$50,000. Okay, but the key point I'm saying there is that if you build your cash buyer list, you have a lot more options and you can basically call the shots as opposed to having a buyer call the shots. So should you go after motivated seller first, or should you go after motivated seller first, or should you go after a cash buyer first? I have a quote here that I wrote here. Here's the actual question that came in. Should you find a motivated seller first or build a cash buyer list? In a full-blown wholesale operation, you would discover quickly that those are two different roles or jobs that just happen to be in the same business. With that in mind, let's take a look at today's question and answer and answer it comprehensively. So this is the actual question. It's from a young lady called Michelle Y. Okay, she goes, hi guys, still educating myself on wholesaling. I've been on Craigslist looking at houses, working up to make my first call soon. I'm kind of nervous, so I guess she's going to cold call, which again, we're going to be teaching some really new skills here where you may not have to cold call again, okay? But let's just stay tuned to this channel. We're going to give you everything you need. So any tips on what to ask? Also, is it better to find a motivated seller first or cash buyer? I've heard it's better to find buyers first. Thank you. All right. So when she say find buyers first, that's different from building a buyers list. That's two different things. Find buyers first is essentially when you go to the real estate, local real estate REAs, and you say, hey, you buy, or you call random people on Craigslist and say, hey, you know, I have some people that are looking for properties, you know, and you use all the scripts that you learn from the $40,000 class, and those things, frankly, for the most part, would not work. What's the only thing that's going to work in this game is marketing, your marketing skills. That's it. Okay, learning how to market in the digital age, that's the only thing that's going to work long term, consistently, in a predictable manner, in a way that you can do it over and over again, which means you can scale the business. Okay, everything else will pretty much put you in the limbo, and you are always at the mercies of the newest, shiniest methods that the gurus tell you to do. Today is driving for dollars, tomorrow is cold call, tomorrow is text messaging, tomorrow is RVM. Any one of those things work, but if you're treating them like on a one-on-one type of encounter basis with your prospects, you're going to lose. It's just the way it works. You need lots of numbers, you need to collect lots of data, you need to track those data. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you that if you learn this stuff, you're going to be ahead of most people, okay? So here's the answer that somebody called Paul S. gave her. He says, personally, finding a deal you can wholesale that the end buyer can make a good profit on is the hardest part. Okay, cash buyers are always looking for deals. So if you have a good deal and advertise it, shouldn't have any problem finding a cash buyer. Well, what is a good deal? You know, what a cash buyer who has been in the business for 30 years calls a good deal may not be realistic. They may just be okay just lending money and not have to do deals. So is that realistic for you? You're never going to make money if you depend on those guys, right? So he says, if you want to meet them, go to your local foreclosure auctions and introduce yourself. Personally, I don't want to meet anybody at a foreclosure auction. If their time is that much valuable and they must stand at the steps at a foreclosure auction and that's what their time is worth and they can't think leverage beyond that, Personally, it's just not my cup of tea, you know. So, excuse me. Make sure this thing doesn't. All right. So, he goes. Tell him what you got. They will probably tell you in a matter of minutes whether it's worth their time. No. Is it worth your time? Are you approaching this business as a wholesaler in a way that this activity is worth your time? Is it worth going to the steps at the city auctions or the county auctions? I don't think it's worth your time. I think what's worth your time is learning marketing skills for the digital age. That's my opinion, and I stick to it, and I've tested everything, and I know. And I've been in the game since 2005. I've tested everything. I've gone to the steps, whatever you want to call it, all the manual work, driving for dollars, all that stuff. I've done it, okay? And I know. And I tell you, leverage is always key if you want to win big time in this game. It's always a battle between your time and your money, your energy, your resources, how you manage resources, okay? So while I support the idea of building a buyer's list, I don't support the idea of becoming a cash buyer employee. And they become your god. I don't support the idea. You must bring value to the table for them in a way that many of them are coming after you. That's the key thing that I want you to pay attention to here. There's another guy here that answers the lady, and he basically says, don't listen to Paul. The previous answer, I said, don't listen to Paul. Get you at least 5 to 10 buyers so you have people to flip to. 5 to 10 buyers is not enough either, by the way. All right, so he's against Paul because Paul say get you at least 5 to 10 buyers to flip to. What if you lock up the property and can't sell it? Well, that's not an issue for wholesalers. Wholesalers are marketers. There are clauses in the contract that allows you to back out. If you back out, you shouldn't put more than $10 down for any kind of earnest money deposit, if ever. I don't ever put money down, ever. Personally, you may say, hey, maybe my contract is not valid because of that, right? Maybe. But the key thing here is if I close deals, and that's all that matters, okay? So it goes, then you screw the seller, which isn't fair. No, you're not going into a deal with an intention to screw a seller. The idea is to put something under contract based on simple formula, okay? You have you adjust the market value to a wholesale adjusted value, okay, adjusted wholesale value, and then you deduct the repair estimate and you give an offer. If you do that every day of the week, there's another video on how to calculate ARV. Just search how to calculate ARV, Ola Abito, going to come up. And if you use that formula all day long, you're not going in there with an intention to screw a seller. So that should not, that fear, lose that fear, don't worry about that ever, okay? Because this kind of guy is roaming around the internet and scaring people with what if you lock up, what if you lock up, and that's probably stopping you from making your first move. So that's never something for you to worry about. You're in business, and sometimes, yes, contract, well, you have to back out. Sometimes you have to. If you're making enough offers, you will have to back out of contract sometimes. That should not be a fear. That's an inevitable part of the business. Your reputation hits the toilet. That's not true. There's no reputation that hits the toilet if you learn how to market, because regular people like this guy cannot out-market you. So there's no reputation that hits the toilet, because one of the things I teach you is the know, like, and trust factor. How to build your value in the marketplace, how to build your value in such a place that reviews almost doesn't matter. Reviews are good and cool, but they're cool for you so you can sell more stuff. They're not necessarily useful in terms of if you follow my lead when it comes to building your value in the marketplace, okay? That way, if you already have buyers, you will always sell it as you match their criteria. Take it from me, someone who has wholesaled multiple deals. They always lead with somebody who has, or end with somebody who has wholesaled multiple deals, okay? I don't have to tell you I've wholesaled multiple deals. What I can tell you is that I've been through any problem, any hustle, any challenges you're going through right now. And you can tell, I don't have to tell you. You can just tell yourself. If you couldn't tell, there's no need to be on this channel. I probably can't help you. But if you can tell that I know what I'm talking about, then definitely your instincts tell you. You can feel it inside. And then you basically follow through. But it doesn't matter if he's closed any kind of deal. So, and then this is my answer to them, actually, and I'm going to read that to you, and then we're going to call it a day, because I think it's more than adequate enough. I'm going to improvise or freestyle in some places, so you stay put here. So Paul S, that's the first guy, actually has a better answer simply because he said to lead with value. Basically finding out, you know, he has the closest to better answer because he's saying find out what the buyers want, but there are other faster ways to do that. Donny D, we don't care how many deals you've closed, bro. I can bet $2,000 you've never closed more than two deals, if any, based on your answer to this young lady. Michelle, you need to learn marketing. That's the single most important answer you can get. But to answer your actual question, because it won't be nice if I act like everybody else, I need to answer a question, which is, what do I say to these people, right? What do you ask? He says, what to ask? First of all, ask if you're talking to the right person. That's number one. Number two, ask if they own the subject property you're calling about. Number three, ask if they are open to cash offer that can close in 10 to 15 days on the subject property. Is it better to go after motivated seller first or cash buyer? There are two ways to answer that question. First way, I'm a cash buyer, okay? And I have access to all the cash buyers you need. If you have to choose, set up marketing and start attracting motivated sellers into your pipeline, okay? So that's, again, another way of thinking about it. Again, there are first the multiple ways to answer the same question, right? But I'm saying set up marketing and start attracting motivated seller into your pipeline. You can build your buyers list as you go, okay? You can also learn professional level online marketing to build your buyers list. Now, none of that is overnight. It takes time, but well worth it. The second way to answer that question is, which of the two prospects, motivated seller or cash buyer, would you enjoy funneling value to consistently? Value, content, answering their questions, Q&As, giving them information that will be useful for them. Which one of these two prospects would you enjoy doing that over and over again, just like I do on this channel, right? Find out the answer to that and focus on it. If it's motivated seller, go after them and leverage other people to get your cash buyers, okay? And if it's cash buyers, others who are finding motivated seller will fall in love with joint venture with you. If you know how to find cash buyers, people would love to do it because they know you have the buyers ready to go and they know you have buyers that are ready to pay money, right? If you're truly bringing value to one side of the equation, the other will show up everywhere in abundance. The common denominator here is to invest in yourself and skills to become a professional marketer. I hope that helps. Best of luck. So that was my answer to her. Like I said, I like the idea of building a cash buyers list, but if you know that you can provide more value to motivate a seller in terms of on an ongoing basis in a way that you can put out a lot of content, there's nothing wrong with going after that, then helping those people get rid of their property by partnering up with people who have cash buyers. Not necessarily cash buyers, wholesalers, realtors, anybody who has a buyer ready to go, all right? And that's how you do it. Or they may just have a list. If they have a healthy list and you can tell that they have a healthy list of buyers, you may want to collaborate with them so they can blast your property out to their list. You get a buyer, you split the money 50-50, it's still worth it rather than have a property in your inventory that never sells. So should you go after a motivated seller or cash buyer? That's the real question here. It depends. The key thing is that choose one, and the other side of it, partner with other people that are expertise at that. Those are two different roles. Learn that they are two different roles. They take time individually. It's two different roles, like two different jobs, just so happen to be in the same business. It's like another person bring the buyer, another person bring the seller. You're the person facilitating one side of that equation. You need to figure out what that is, and hopefully on this channel you'll find the answer. I focus on helping you build a list with online marketing. I focus on helping you attract the motivated sellers that you need to do deals using online marketing. That's what we're focusing on henceforth. So stay tuned if you want more videos on that. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Go to this, you can go ahead and get this book. They're absolutely free. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. That's where you want to go. And there's a second book, the newest update that I have, Real Estate Money Secret. 500 pages in total. This book you need to read 10 to 15 times in order to get a full grasp properly of what I'm talking about. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Don't forget to click like, subscribe, all of that good old things, all those things please do that. Anything you can do to help us here for giving you this kind of content, if you appreciate it, I will see you on the next one, and peace.